With Marto, Margo and Nick Cody.
Friday the 30th of October. It's Friday. Marto, Margo and Nick, I assume you want to get out of here.
Yep. You can get Dave. What do you do about that?
I'll beep that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Good job.
Friday.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Good luck.
Guys, it's Friday. Who's interested in making some cash today?
Yeah, God, yeah. Cash is king.
Cashola.
Well, do you like mining?
Mining?
Yeah.
Digging holes.
Well, I did about 6 or 7 years ago, I did an Outback WA mine site tour with three other comedians.
What, panning for gold or something?
Nah, driving around doing gigs.
You don't have to go to WA to do it. You can just go to Mount Tambourine. You can, like, dig for Thunderbird eggs there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, can I make $10,000 quadrillion?
Just one moment.
Sorry.
Thunder eggs.
Thunder eggs.
They're not Thunderbird eggs.
Thunderbird Park.
Oh.
Thunderbird Park.
Right. I didn't even pick that up. Mm. What are Thunder eggs?
They're
petrified wood sort of stuff.
Well, I think you missed the
crystals?
Amount of money I'm after.
Can you repeat that, Nick?
I'm after $10,000 quadrillion.
$10,000 quadrillion? How many zeros?
Well, 10,000 quadrillion is the number one, followed by 19 zeros.
19 zeros?
Yeah. Never cared about mining, but now I'm interested because of space mining. They found an asteroid called 16 Psyche that's worth $10,000 quadrillion.
Yeah, but...
I have some moon rocks. Do you reckon I could trade them in? Would they be worth something?
Well, have you really?
Well, it depends, because they say most asteroids are made of rock or ice, but the mysterious 16 Psyche asteroid is nearly 27 quadrillion, 200 trillion...
Stop with the quadrillion
...tons
stuff.
Of iron and nickel.
It's too many zeros.
Iron and nickel.
This is what happens.
Minerals, yeah?
You're not taking in this number. 27 quadrillion, 200 trillion.
I don't even know what that means.
It's worth $10,000 quadrillion.
I can't imagine what that looks like. But
honestly,
now,
how many Gina Reinhart's is that? Like, she's worth 30 billion. Like, is that? Like,
I reckon 10,000 quadrillion's a little bit more. Yeah. And after I've read this story, I reckon it's the last time NASA do a bring your kid to work day, because they have let a four-year-old fill this out. How much you reckon that rock's worth? $10,000 quadrillion. What does it weigh? 27 quadrillion, 200 trillion.
Geez. That's how much my four-year-old loves me when I ask her how much you love me. 100,000,000,010.
Well, tell her to lift her game, because there's a $10,000 quadrillion asteroid.
Triple M, it's the Big Breakfast. Living End.
You're our eyes and ears, 133353, or if you want to send us a text, 0484 10 1045, as Anonymous has done. There's a car on fire, Southern Cross Way. Well, he says heading southbound, but it'd be heading westbound. I've just checked it on the mud map. Just past the airport exit. So around Nudgee Road heading west, there's trouble on the Southern Crossway.
Hey, guys, I delight in telling you that today is Friday, which means what?
End of the week.
This. Frugal
Friday. Dobbing a tight ass.
I love this.
So remiss of you, Marto, because I imagine at some level you would feature in this. You seem like you would be, I'm not going to say a tight ass, but you would be cautious with where and how you spend your money.
If I know people don't have a ute or a trailer, I will ask them for their dump vouchers.
Tight ass.
Wow. Well, they're only going to throw... Who tight ass me then? They're only going to throw them in the bin.
I want to know, is this tight? A few years ago, I was in overseas for gigs. I had a mate who was getting married down in Melbourne. I flew myself back for 2 days for the wedding, forgot to get him a gift. He still brings it up. I literally flew back from overseas. What's that?
Why couldn't you get something from the airport, international?
Big Toblerone. Congrats.
Your presence
was better than a present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, that's overrating yourself and your...
Tight ass.
Okay. Oh, tight.
That's tight.
Tight.
There's always an opportunity. You can order something online. You can pre-book something over the phone.
Well, I know now because of you, Margo.
Why?
I was a man that didn't realise there were so many shopping options until I met you.
The world is your oyster, Nick Cody. Splitting the bill, that's always a tricky one, I reckon, too, because I just always say if there's 14 of you, just split it 14 ways. But there's always that one person that's like, no, I only had one drink. You had two or three. I didn't eat any of the bread and I just got a pasta. I didn't get an entree and a main.
Well, that actually makes it easier because next time you only have to split dinner 13 ways because
that person
is never invited.
Yeah, we get stuffed if you go to dinner or anything with people who drink wine, and if you drink beer, beer is so cheap compared to wine. Why should I be put
Tight ass.
1-3-3-5-3.
Give us a call. Tight ass behaviour. Do you have someone in your life that's frugal? 0484-10-1045. Marto's burner phone. Give us a text.
Here are some examples of calls we've had before.
We were brought up in Mount Isa and he worked in the mines. And what he used to do, they used to come up after their shift of work and they'd have their communal showers. Yeah. And then after they all finished, he used to go back around and collect all the remnants of the soap.
No, and mush them together and tape
and
it
make
home.
A new soap.
Yeah.
Tight ass.
Mm. I had an ex-girlfriend who wouldn't let me play the radio in the car when the petrol was on low.
Tight ass.
I think that's my favourite
God,
one.
They're so much tighter than anything we were talking about.
The biggest tight ass you've ever encountered, yep. Dob them in. We do have a couple of tickets to go see Nick Cody and mates at the Trifford next week.
Free tickets, you tight ass.
Yeah, so call now. You're going to hear some of the tightest asses in Brisbane.
PJ from Caboolture. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really well. Who is it in your life that's frugal?
My auntie is so frugal that at Christmas time, she cuts the fronts off the Christmas card she receives and resends them out to people.
That's
tight. Oh. Hold on. So they only get like a little...
Like a postcard.
Yeah, like a postcard, a Christmas postcard.
She just writes on the back.
Yeah, she does. And she's also that tight, mate. I think she's probably still got the same cordial bottle since 1920.
Wow. PJ, you know those Christmas cards? Does she have a string that's hanging somewhere in her lounge room and puts them over the top? Is that what she does with them to show off how many cards she gets?
No, because she's too busy recycling them to send them out to other people.
She can't hang them over the string because she's cut them in half.
Oh, my nan used to do that, Marto. Yeah. My nan, the whole lounge room and kitchen.
My mum used to do it.
It's great. But then she passed away, and turns out Pa didn't have as many mates as Nan. Nan was doing the heavy lifting.
They're married.
You've
got to send a receipt.
Sid from Kenmore, 133353. Frugal Fridays. It's Dob in a tight ass. Who you got?
It's me.
It's you, Sid.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest. I wasn't like that, but when it comes to things like face wash, QP mayonnaise, things in soft squeeze tubes, when you look at it at the end, you know, there's about 30% of the stuff lying at the bottom which you can't actually squeeze out.
So hard to get it out.
That you is
gotta,
so true,
you hit the top of the lid on the bench to try and work it down the bottle and it just doesn't want to come out.
Yeah, and so what I do is cut the bottom and use a paddle pop stick to start scooping it out.
Oh.
It's a bit messy, but I got a month's worth of face wash once. Out of one
pew. My God, Sid.
you're
really kicking some goals there, Sid.
Hey, Sid, we're going to give you a couple of tickets to come see Nick Cody and mates live at the Trifford.
I would love that. Thank you. I'd love that.
Oh. It's on November 8th for a cracking night of stand-up comedy.
I'm going to meet Sid.
Tickets are on sale now at thetrifford.com.au. Frugal Friday back next week on The Big Breakfast.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
24.5 Triple M.
Hey, listen.
Wake up, everyone.
We've received news. Emergency crews on the scene at one of Fortitude Valley's most well-known nightclubs. There's a fire there about 5 o'clock this morning, apparently still going on at Hot Gossip Nightclub. Now, you're our nightclub correspondent, Margot. Do you know Hot Gossip?
Yeah, it's in Brunswick Street, just up in the mall? The T.C. Byrne building.
Ah, righto. So in the mall?
In the mall.
Righto. Well, we've got somebody here who's living nearby. Will, how are you, mate?
Yep. Good, thank you.
What's the story? Where do you live?
I live right across, I live so close to it that the fireman actually went into my room to have better visibility of the roof this morning.
Oh, jeez.
Now, just place us in Brunswick Street Mall. You've got the McDonald's, which sits about the middle of the mall. Is it opposite there?
Yep, I live right above the McDonald's.
Above? Let's talk about that first. You live above a McDonald's. Is that great?
Yes. Yeah, I smash a few quarter pounders every morning.
Okay. Are you a relatively large man, Will?
I'm quite a skinny man now. Actually, it takes a bit of self discipline not to go to the McDonald's every night.
You have to exercise if you're going to smash quarter pounders. Now let's get back to the fire.
Yep.
So you're over the road. Is the name of the nightclub Hot Gossip? Did I get that right?
I've never been there, but yeah, I assume
because there's
gossip.
A few Finn, around
Finn
here.
McCool's. Okay. Finn McCool's.
Is it near Retros?
Yeah, it's above the kebab shop, you know, the kebab shop they had that, that rave.
Yeah.
They had that rave a couple of weeks ago,
Is there a nightclub above there? I've got to get out more.
Remember there was that video footage of the rave in the kebab shop?
How serious is the fire, Will? Have they got it fairly well under control?
Yeah, it looks like it's dying down a little bit now. It's just a little bit of white smoke coming out of it.
Do we know what the cause of the fire was?
I hate to speculate, but I think it might have started from...
Speculate.
I think it might have started from the kebab shop, yeah, from the pizza, the pizza oven or something.
Well, you get a late 5 o'clock fire.
Well, Joe, our newsreader, did say that there were going to be fires in southeast Queensland. I think nothing's happened, so maybe Joe's gone.
Will, you are our favourite living above McDonald's correspondent we've ever had, mate. Keep up the good work.
No worries. Yeah, shout me a few Oreos. Or a McFlurry's if you can.
We'll put you through to our producers, Will. Thank you so much. So just to recap, where is the fire again?
In the middle, virtually in the at the top end of Brunswick Street Mall on northern side.
Yeah, so in the Brunswick Street Mall between the Night Owl convenience stores and the Shah Kebab shop.
Are you telling me you don't know that kebab? Even I've had a kebab.
It's just near Burn Lane.
Yes.
Right. All right, we'll keep you updated. Seems to be okay. As more info comes to hand. The Big Breakfast,
Triple M. Hey, before we get to that, though, did you see? I know it's Friday, so what a day. Woo-hoo! A lot of people get paid today. A lot of people will spend most of their pay today. I don't want to put a dampener on it, but I tell you what's out is Australia's rich list. Now,
I feel so proud
of our rich people.
Yeah. Makes me feel bad. I'm like, why didn't I achieve better or do better?
Why didn't you have a dad who mined iron ore and asbestos and handed it all to you like this chick?
Topping the list, having more than doubled her wealth in the last year, mining magnate Gina Rinehart, sitting on a fortune of close to $29 billion.
Honestly, for the BRW Rich List, there should be an asterisk if your parents gave you a chunk.
Yes.
That's steroids in sport. I want to see self-made. I don't want to see rich kids.
Well, the rich people in mining, the Twiggy Forest.
No, I don't think he's got handed to him. Yeah, he's mining, but he's iron ore.
He was fairly loaded. Though, wasn't he?
Before it started.
What was that guy that had something to do with Newcastle? The Newcastle Knights?
Oh, Nathan Tinkler.
Tinkler. He's mining.
But he started it all, but he lost it all too.
Mining.
Hold on, you said
Clive
Twiggy.
Palmer.
I like Twiggy. Clive's in the top 10.
It's all mining. How do you get into mining?
Oh, no, there's a couple of real estate people who build high rises are in here too.
Yeah.
Clive's in there at number 8, but Twiggy Forrest, he's generous with his money and he's still going all right. He's had one hell of a bloody year.
Andrew Twiggy Forrest has grown his wealth from just under $8 to $23 billion. At one stage this year, he was earning $50 million a week. That's $50,000 a minute.
That makes me feel
not
sick.
Not bad. Good voice.
Thank you.
That's sick. Like, so many
$50,000 a minute.
Oh, so many underprivileged people
in the
world.
I want to like him, but I hate him.
He's earning $50 million.
I'm just going off to the toilet to earn half a mil.
The good news,
a bit.
I know it's a little bit depressing at this
it's
stage.
It's depressing. I'm depressed, Marto.
The good news keeps coming, because if you're worried about the bloke who owns Westfield.
Frank Lowy has taken a small hit, but he's still at number 9. Seven Network boss Kerry Stokes rounding out the top 10.
Only worth $6
billion. How much is the Westfield bloke worth?
He's worth $8.3 billion.
Yeah, half of that's mine. I gave that to him.
That's true. I think he makes a lot of it from rent, not just the shoppers. And there's one other. You know, our mate Harvey Norman, you know, Jerry Harvey.
Yeah.
All right. Listen to him. He said he was worried at the start of the year.
In March, I'm looking at disaster. Then all of a sudden, the sales start going like this. And I'm thinking, what's going on here?
Yeah, you're more responsible for him being wealthy.
Also, I love the idea that he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, how did
just
that
sitting
happen?
Back. Yeah. God, for a second I was almost a billionaire, but thankfully I'm still a billionaire.
Lucky I had no
crisis
money
averted.
To inject into any of my stores. Just got some up the sleeve if I needed it.
And you decided to be a trophy wife of a rugby league player.
Them.
You
could have been a trophy wife of a billionaire.
Have a good day at work, everyone.
Interesting story about our old mate Matty Hayden on A Current Affair.
Matthew Hayden's being sent into a different kind of battle, called up by a foreign minister to defend the Australian economy.
What about this bloke? Well, he's become I think he's the ambassador for India. Matt Hayden, are you?
All my mates are being pleasure me this morning. They reckon I should get a car and put an Australian's one side and India flag the other. What would you do without mates, Marto?
Well, Jesus.
Matty, are you glad you patched things up with your mate Patel, who you threatened to punch in the face all those years ago?
Little Partiff Patel, yeah. What an absolute beauty.
Tell everyone what's going on here. Is this the Australian government going, hold on, Matt Hayden goes over there to commentate all the time. We'll save an airfare by... We'll make him the new... What are you, the trade diplomat for Australia-India?
Well, I don't think I'm that important, but I think you might be right in terms of saving money, which will be good because that's less taxes that we have to pay. That's for certain. But yeah, look, I'm over there a lot, as you know, Marto, and I've had close connections. In particular, I suppose from days playing with Chennai Super Kings. So I had 3 seasons playing over there, and from that point on, I've been involved in every IPL with the exception of this one with COVID. You know, Australia and the way that we're positioned economically and challenged around some of our other connections, in particular China, I think it's just strategically wise that we, you know, make sure that we're close to a country like India, a huge developing country, one of the few countries that's actually been growing economically for the past decade. And I think it's a really good thing.
But why you? Why not Steve Waugh? He's much loved there. Or Binga Lee, isn't he loved? He does Bollywood movies. Why you? What have you done for the Indians that they love you so much?
Mardo, I am not sure.
I know you drive that silly Mahindra of yours.
Yeah, no, I do. And there's a great example, right? So you've got a product that sits alongside a Hilux. Now, it's not as good as a Hilux in terms of the attributes and the mechanical elements of it, meaning that it's Hilux is twice as powerful.
Kados, don't justify. Yeah. Lamato drives a Mahindra too.
No, I know.
I'm trying to sort of give you an example of something that you go, well, you know, this is a product which is about a third of the price. Mm. It's a true blue working vehicle, which, you know, points directly to regional Australia. And let me tell you, next couple of months, you'll see some really big activity in the space because they're a business that's, in combination, their auto ag business is the biggest in the world.
You'll be on the ground in your diplomat role when the Indians come here for the test series?
Yeah, and I've just got one interesting comment. I don't like jumping on the front shoe and being not very diplomatic. I don't like the way they've scrambled the summer. I think it's, you know, Brisbane test match was always this time of year. And then you finish it off with, you know, the Melbourne and Sydney test match, traditional test matches. You know, I suppose they have their reasons, Marto. You know,
money.
I tell you what I love about the cricket program and have always loved is that you just have these traditional windows. Like you don't see, for example, the Melbourne Cup, you know, in spite of COVID, you don't see it moving any other place or date other than what it is. So these traditions are really important, I think, in the landscape of sport. And I feel disappointed that, you know, we're not getting a test, up here until, you know, mid-January, which with the greatest will in the world, I think at that stage, Queenslanders are on the beach.
Exactly. Or you've had enough of drinking, I won't even want to go.
You've just got zero liver.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, mate, we've got to go. We'll see you over the summer, mate.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the call out, guys. I appreciate it. The Big Breakfast, Triple
M. Bit of drama yesterday afternoon with this.
We stand by for the national anthem of Australia.
Did you see this story, Margot?
Yeah, I did see it, Marto. It caused a bit of controversy. It's always very divisive when it comes to our national anthem. Should it stay that? Should it be something new? Should it be more inclusive? It's always a bit of a hot topic. But the NRL banning it yesterday was a massive decision for them to do that didn't last very long.
But they banned it last year after, what was it, those players, Josh Adakar, Latrell Mitchell and Cody Walker.
All protested against it and said, we're not going to sing it. We don't support it. And they said, yeah, no worries.
But yesterday, why? What caused the backflip?
Well, apparently someone up high put in a bit of a call to the CEO of the NRL.
The Prime Minister made a phone call to our chairman. We've had a number of fans express their views across a number of different platforms. And on that basis, the commission met and decided that this wasn't the intention and therefore it was important to reinstate the national anthem as part of State of Origin.
Why is it important?
It's become a political thing, and politics and sport should never mix, Marto. I know you're a big believer of this, but Scott Morrison felt like this year has been a really tough year. People have been isolated. We've been separated from families. And so this is a really great way of bringing the country together and uniting them. And the national anthem is a symbol of that, he believes.
But it's a symbol that no one uses anymore. Can I just check? If you're playing for your nation, I reckon that's when the national anthem should be sung.
So kangaroos, wallabies, Australia Olympians, in the test cricket, Olympians.
Yes, Olympians receiving a medal or whatever. That's where our national anthem's for. Why is it meant for, can I ask you, Nick? Yeah. You went to the grand final. Did many or any people, because none of the players sang it during the AFL, before the AFL, did any fans sing it?
Yeah, I think everyone was standing.
Were they singing it? Like,
yeah, I think you chuck a few words
but
in.
But why? There was a suburb of Melbourne playing a town just down the road from Melbourne. Yeah. Why do we need to sing our national anthem?
True.
Well, I think the thing is it's bringing two states in the nation together, and so therefore the national anthem is symbolic. And I think people have a sense of pride in that, whether you choose to or not. I believe that people should be allowed a choice. So instead of banning it, just say, hey, if you don't want to sing it, don't sing it. For those of you who do want to sing it loud and proud.
I'm sweet with that, but I don't think it needs to be played unless Australia is actually as a one team in any sport. I don't care if it's Australian frisbee, you can play the national anthem. But if it's just states playing each other, it's stupid.
Marto, let's open one of these.
The Big Breakfast's can of worms.
Let's everyone have a go, but I reckon a bit of didge in there and an Aboriginal component would be wonderful, because other countries have done that, included their Indigenous people in their national anthem. That's the way it should happen, but maybe we won't get there today.
Debbie, Bribie Island, what do you reckon?
I believe that everyone should learn the national anthem. I agree with Marto that there should be an Indigenous component, and I know that there was one written many years ago by Judith Durham, and I can't remember the Indigenous.
Was there?
Yes, there was.
Now, would you say at the front end or the back end? Because if you ever listen to the New Zealand anthem, they have the Indigenous part at the front, and everyone's mumbling away, and then they start with the, well, what I'll call the white version, I suppose, and they all start belting it out.
My kids know the words to both of them for the New Zealand anthem. Yes. They had to learn it for Anzac Day. Yeah,
oh, good one.
Yes, and that's true. I'm actually a music teacher, and I teach both versions of the New Zealand national anthem. And it is a beautiful national anthem,
isn't it?
Shouldn't it be a mashup?
Yeah, that's
shouldn't
what we're saying.
Everything throughout.
Yeah, there should be an Indigenous component within our own anthem.
Can you imagine if clapsticks and a didge became part of our national anthem? It'd be the most beautiful.
I feel like the NRL really try to be inclusive when it comes to Indigenous. You know, we have our Indigenous round. We do the Indigenous All-Stars game. They do a Welcome to Country. They have amazing displays of Indigenous music and culture at the beginnings of some of these games. I just don't feel like... Is it a bit tone deaf in the sense that it's not inclusive? It's still really separate. It's us versus them, not, like you said, together. Mashed together.
Hey, Steve from Loganholme, where do you sit on this?
Mate, I'm with the previous caller and you that there should be an Indigenous component put in.
Mm.
But let's go back to what Margo said before.
Yeah.
NRL run this game.
Yeah.
N stands for national, right? That's all of us. If some choose not to join in, fair enough, that's their problem or their choice, but it's a national game and the majority of us actually really enjoy it. I stand up, hand on heart, and belt it out in the lounge room.
Man, me too. I just love singing it.
Yeah, I think the thing is the problem is not whether it should be played or not. We all know that it needs to be changed and it needs to be addressed, and that's something that we can't change. That's a, you know, parliamentary thing. We should have, is it the referendum where they looked to change it, you know, many years ago, but unfortunately this is what we chose, and this is the national anthem that we are stuck with, and so therefore while it is our anthem, we sing it. Lance from Yatala, where do you stand on this?
Bye, guys. Hey, Marto, we met before down at the gym. We built that race car with the boys. I don't know if you remember the chat.
Yeah, great, mate. You get all the young, all the school boys. I've got you. You are a man of passion.
Yeah. Hey, mate, I'm all for it. My son played a baseball grand final a few years ago, and, mate, they lined all the kids out on the field, and they all took their hats off and held them to their chest and listened to as they played the national anthem, and I think the pride in all of those boys to be able to stand up and hear the national anthem while they were out on the field was special to them.
What was it really? Because I sometimes think that's wanky American stuff, you know, how they do that at their baseball and basketball games. All we see,
Does the playing...
Oh, look, I think I get your point there, and I think baseball's probably a wanky American game.
No, I'm not saying that bit, but just the... Like, why? why is that bringing them together as a nation? It doesn't need the anthem there.
Does the aircraft get less impressive the lower the level of competition? So kids' baseball, just a little two-seat Cessna flies over as the anthem finishes. No jets.
Marto's burner phone, 0484101045. Plenty of the same sentiment across the board. Love the idea of including an Indigenous component to the current national anthem. I love the inclusiveness of the New Zealand anthem. We need to do this in Australia,
that might
Terry.
That might be the biggest thing that's come out of this, us talking this morning, is get the Indigenous component to it.
It's not about whether it should be played or or not, this is more about the fact that we need to change our anthem and we need to do it sooner rather than later. No. 95% of calls are saying we should play the anthem.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Nick Cody.
Sometimes I don't know why I bothered. I was telling Margo, I said, God, Kath's got some pillows on her bed. Now, she has four on her side of the bed.
I'm allowed
to have two. That's six. And I said, this is extraordinary. And then you pulled up your photos and I've just gone, what is that? Is it a pillow shop? No.
We've only got four on our bed. Two for Luke, two for me. Yeah. Yep. I thought that's enough.
Do you actually? No. Let's do it straight away. And we've still got ticket. We've still got a prize to give away.
A couple of tickets to go see Nick Cody live at the Trifford.
What do you want to know? What's the thing?
I want people to ring up 133353 and tell us whoever gets nearest to how many pillows you've got in the whole house.
So there's five beds. You and Corey's bed and the four children. The closest guess. How many pillows do you think combined are on
pillows.
Those five beds?
I've never seen anything like it.
A couple of double passes.
Did you say four pillows on your bed? That's ridiculous. That's like a renter's bedroom.
Well, that's a hint as to how many are at the Parker House.
Five beds. How many pillows total?
It's less than 100, only just.
You'll win some tickets to my show at the Trifford.
All morning on The Big Breakfast, we are playing the artists that came in our countdown for the greatest Aussie artist of all time. Midnight Oil came in at number four. It's The Big Breakfast, Triple M.
We might have a pillow goat here yet. Now, I was claiming my wife had too many pillows, going, oh, God, we've got six or sometimes seven on our bed.
Margot, pillows.
All right, we've gone through the photos, we've done the totals, because you are the queen of pillows.
Yeah, because Lucia and I, my wife, we've only got four pillows on our bed.
Weak.
Yeah, I know. So we're here.
You've got to have decorative pillows.
We're doing the combined tally of all five beds in the Parker household. So you and Corey's bed and the four children.
We're including cushions. They must be on the bed, though, not
decorative
tucked over.
Cushions.
They must be cushions or pillows.
The winner closest to or spot on wins tickets to my show at the Trifford next Sunday. Now, these are Price is Right rules. If you go over, you're out.
Well, Peter from Kapira, you kick us off. So there's five beds in the Parker house. How many pillows or cushions do you reckon? Peter?
I reckon six.
I think you're joking,
out of
aren't
your
you?
Mind. Damien from Petrie. Hey, Damien.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good.
I don't know why it's such a big deal, Damien. Don't you have lots of pillows and cushions in your house?
Five beds.
How many have you got? How many pillows and cushions in your life, Dame?
Four, mate. Two with the wife, two for myself.
That's right. That's what normal people do.
Five beds. How many pillows?
Probably wants another one to smother me every now and then.
Yeah, okay. But how many you reckon Margot would have on five beds?
23, mate. I'm going for...
You're well under, Damien.
Yeah, still closer so far. Al from Bulimba, how many pillows do you think the Parkers have?
Well, if they got five beds and there's 10 on each bed, that's 50, but that would be ridiculous, so I'll say 65.
You can never have enough
cushions.
That's
a great call, but that's too many.
You've gone over there.
So it's between 26 and 65.
65.
Yeah. Stephen from Loganholme.
Can't believe we're doing this.
Between 26 and 65.
Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, let's go with 52.
Oh, you're over.
You're over. Well,
let's go
too
straight
big.
To Karen.
All right, Karen. G'day, Karen. How many pillows do you think the Parkers have on their five beds combined?
I'm going to go with 40.
That's an average of eight per person. Is that the winner?
That's the winner.
How many did you get to?
That's 40.
Oh, was it 40 exactly?
Eight per bed.
That's just on the beds.
That's eight per... No, yeah.
Well, I've got 13 on my bed.
Yes.
And then...
Karen, how many pillows do you have or cushions do you have on your bed?
Two.
Karen.
You know the fable Princess and the Pea?
Yeah, they can't feel the pea through the mattress, is that it? Or could?
Yeah. Are you trying to do the Bogan and the Malteser down there? Is this the new fable?
Karen, congratulations. You're going to go see Nick Cody. Join Nick Cody and mates live at the Trifford November 8th for a cracking 13. Night of stand-up comedy.
It's my lucky number. It was Corey's chairs. Corey played in number 13.
So that's why you've got 13 pillows
Threes
and cushions.
In our family.
We may revisit
cushions.
This. We may revisit this.
Hey, by the way,
how do you fit any humans
it's an
on
omen. There? Look how long my marriage has lasted.
See? A lot.
It's because we got 13 pillows on the bed.
It's because you don't spend time talking to each other because you're putting pillows on and off the bed.
By the way, tickets for Nick Cody on sale now at thetrifford.com.au.
Triple M.
Oh, Listen to those lyrics there. The man who sang that very famous song has gone from rock star to footy coach. Broncos coach Kevin Walters. Hello, mate.
Good morning. Good morning, all.
The trajectory of your...
I start until tomorrow, so Monday, rather, with the Broncos. So I'm still the Queensland coach, mate.
Now, did I see you hanging around down the Gold Coast, around the perimeter of the field, trying to give advice to Wayne? Listen, I started this, trying to claim. Have you been down there at all to the Origin camp?
No, not allowed to, mate, because of the COVID stuff. I haven't sort of been to any of their trainings or anything. No, I've just left. They're in pretty good hands, Marto, with Wayne and
Alfie.
And Neil Henry.
Mm. Hey? And Alfie. They got Alfie down there. I saw him running around on the field. Yeah. What's he doing?
What a pest he
is. Well, he's just being busy. Alfie, he just brings people together nicely. He's got that Queensland spirit about him as well. So.
How does he hang on to a job? Does no one else know how to put cones on the ground?
Well, it's the way you put the cones on the ground, Marta. Mm, it's just not that easy, mate.
That's true.
No, in all serious though, Kevy, you're doing some work with Surf Life Saving Queensland. They've enlisted the help of a few pretty big rock stars in the Queensland Origin Stakes. Yourself, Gordy, Wally, Lewis, the King, and Gilly, who we had on the show yesterday, big Trevor Gilmeister. What are you blokes doing in the surf?
Well, it's all about safety in the surf, I guess, more than anything else, particularly for 50-year-old plus men, which involves all of us except for Gordy. He's not quite 50 yet. But
He looks 50.
Looks every bit of 50, but don't tell him I said that, all right?
No. Kevy, which city surf lifesaving club were walking around with the AFL Premiership Cup on Saturday? They had some surf lifesavers. Are they from the South Bank Beach there?
Oh, God.
That's the South Bank Beach, yeah, which I'm heading to this morning. Look, there's surf lifeguards everywhere and protecting ourselves in the water. So they do a great service, don't they?
Did you say you're starting work at the Broncos tomorrow on a Saturday?
Monday, mate. Monday. Don't officially start. My contract starts on the 1st of November, which is, I think that's... Sunday, is it all?
November, Sunday. Righto. So turn up Monday. Are the players turning up or are you just doing your planning and stuff?
Yeah, just planning and all that. We're still sorting out staff and rosters and things, Marto. The players will officially come back 23rd of November and they'll come back in dribs and drabs depending on how many pre-seasons they've done in the NRL.
Work it out.
Kev, I saw last night Dave Donaghy resigned from the Melbourne Storm. Does that mean he's a certainty to come to the Broncos at the end of January when Paul White will officially step down?
Well, there's every chance that could happen, I suppose, Mark. If you put two and two together, probably can't make too much comment around this, but he has resigned, you know, from the Storm, which does open up an avenue for him to possibly come to the Broncos, yeah.
Speaking of the Storm, obviously you spent some time down there under Bellamy. Good win for them at the grand final?
Yeah, magnificent win. Great side and great club. Well coached and particularly happy for their captain, Cameron Smith. He's, you know, had a terrific year for them. And I thought he'd led them sort of that second half in the grand final. Without Smith, they lose the Melbourne Storm. And he just held them together enough to get them over the line. So
does he retire or does he stay, Kevy?
I think he keeps playing. If he does retire, he surely would have made that announcement by now. I mean, that was nearly a week ago now, the grand final or the victory. He's had some time. He's had a few drinks, I would imagine, this week. And now he's probably time to rock and roll and see if he's going to play on next year. I believe that he will, but there's plenty that say that he won't. So
will he be wearing Broncos colours?
Well, I'm sure there's lots of clubs that would love to have his services. But at this stage, no. I think he'll play on at the Melbourne Storm if he does play on. I believe he'll be at the Storm.
Kev, a couple of big decisions will be made by you. What sort of Kia will you be getting and what colour?
Well, I've gone for the Stinger, which I've currently got a relationship with Kia, which is great. The Stingers are fantastic.
They're
car.
A beautiful
don't
car.
Don't go a dickhead colour.
Don't go yellow.
No, I'm not going yellow, canary yellow. No, okay. it's a red car. They tell me they're the fastest ones.
Yeah, beautiful. All right.
Red does go faster, Kevy. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, Kevy, good luck starting the new job. And also, don't forget that surf life saving. They're trying to save. If you're over 50, don't think you can still do what you used to do. Good on you, mate.
Exactly, Marto. Yeah, and let's go Queensland too, eh? 3-0.
Let's go Queensland.
That was Triple M's Big Breakfast.
God, you do so much for this town. Triple M.